Peter, hello.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Good, Pete. What's happening?
I just wanted to sort of share my story with you and the listeners. I'm one of those people that was a repeat offender, driving while disqualified, didn't learn my lesson, didn't really care what the court said.
How long ago, Pete?
Going back from the... it finished in 2009, so it would have been from, say, 1995 to 2009.
What age were you when you started disobeying directions?
Probably in my mid-20s.
Oh, really?
I'd lost my licence due to stupid things, points and then I decided that I wasn't going to pay attention, and I was going to keep on driving, and then I got caught, and then I just...
So you just didn't care, mate? You just didn't care?
Well, no, I thought I didn't have to follow the rules, and I justified it to myself by saying, well, I was self-employed and I needed it for my business, but the bottom line was, you know, I just didn't follow the rules.
So what happened? What's the end of the story?
I ended up getting caught several times, and then ended up going to jail and spending 9 months in jail, and my 40th birthday in jail, which was not very pleasant, and... it only took one night in jail, so the judge sentenced me to 9 months, but it was really, you know, 8.5 months of wasted time, and it only took one night. So looking back on it, I almost wish that they'd given me just a one night jail term right at the beginning, and I would have...
The first time you did it, one night in jail, and you probably wouldn't have offended again. That's the point.
Right, if I can say this in 100% honesty, if right back at the start, the judge had said to me, rather than just let you off with a slap on the wrist or a fine or, you know, a good behaviour bond or whatever they did, if they just remanded me in jail for one night and said, right, we'll let you stew on it for a couple of days to think about it, and then you can come back and I'll have a talk to you, that would have been enough, because getting transferred to the, you know, Surry Hills lockup and then out to the MWRC at Silverwater was the most terrific experience of my life. Absolutely.
So 2009. So you've been behaving yourself for 6 years, I take it.
Yeah. Well, I got out at the end of 2009, and then I still had 4 years to go with my court penalties of no license.
Yep.
And then I had a habitual offender declaration, which I had as well. But I kept my nose clean for the 4 years. Didn't set a foot wrong. Didn't sit behind the wheel of a car.
Yep.
And then at the end of the 4 years, I went back to the courts and showed that I'd learnt my lesson and turned over a new leaf. And the courts got rid of my habitual offender declaration. Mm. They let me get my licence back, and now I've got my licence back and life proceeds on. But
what age are you now, mate?
I'm 46 now, right?
You know what would be really good, Peter? If a magistrate could get you to talk to a 19-year-old bloke or a 24-year-old bloke or a 25-year-old bloke who's in the same position you were 20 years ago.
I couldn't agree more, right?
You stand there as someone who's done everything they intend to do and say, boys, it might have taken a long time, but I've learnt my lesson, and just stop doing it. Behave yourselves.
And these kids have no idea. I mean, like, you know, it's not the... Jail isn't glamorous. Jail isn't proving, you know, how tough you are and what a man you are. Jail is really, really terrible. Like, it is filled with, you know, terrible people and terrible conditions. And you know, until you're locked in that little cell with, you know, no one to help you and support you and no one around you, you really don't realise what you're going to get yourself into. So, you know, it's not in the slightest bit glamorous or cool to be locked up in jail, let me tell you.
Peter, in all the years I've been broadcasting, this is one of the more important calls I've taken. I appreciate you making that call. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
All the best, mate. 46, learned his lesson. Had he been sentenced to one night in jail as a younger man 20, 25 years ago, he may not have offended again. But I'm glad that he's been able to rehabilitate himself and get himself back on the straight and narrow. And I hope the message gets through to some other young people. Although there's a bloke yesterday in his 70s. Just won't stop driving, reported on the front page of the Daily Telegraph in Sydney.